right, and welcome back to another episode of the Truth and Transparency Podcast with your host, Brother X, and
the culture scientist.
That sounds like a camp sing-along.
I mean, I love summer camp. It was one of my favorite things to do as a child. My parents sent me to three, not one, but three sleepaway camps a year.
Were they trying to get rid of you?
Probably. Don't care. I had a great summer.
You sure?
Sure did. I got to meet lots of stars.
I mean, we could always talk about your performance days on stage, right? Can we talk about that? All right, and the Truth and Transparency Podcast, we talk openly and honestly about everything in between, why people can't get right in 2022, why people need to keep their tooths to themselves. Yeah, man, so we just want to thank all you guys for all your support and love throughout all the episodes. Thank you for all the feedback, support, sharing with your friends. If you haven't already, click subscribe, share with your friends, go into your friends' phones, go into the podcast, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever, and just click subscribe on and share with five friends. Write us a five-star review because it helps boost the show, and we're always taking donations. So please just continue to support us with that. Just want to shout you guys out. You guys have gotten us over 2,900 plays over across all of our podcasting platforms. We ain't got no air horns. We ran out. We got the great value ones. All right, so we're actually going to go ahead and introduce our guest before we go any further. First and foremost, she's been asking. She's been trying to redeem herself. She finally got led back in the house after she stormed out. Nurse Joy, introduce yourself.
Guys, I know such thing. I know such thing. Hey, everybody.
Hold on. Wait. Mrs. Smith, add in the clip from when she walked out.
Really?
I'm sorry. I was picking Missy. I'm a fault with
you. Bro.
The ultimate betrayal.
It was. You didn't lose the light. I'm going to lose
the light. Oh, no. That's your letter. You got to delete the call. Now she left. Oh my Lord Jesus.
And then she really pulled a SpongeBob. She left
I'm gonna head out.
Yes. All right, I'm head out.
That was just I had to go because I had to be up early at work, you know, the next day. But yeah, I'm back, guys. How y'all doing? I miss y'all. Hey, culture scientist, the culture side.
Now, I'm not going to ask you to be on your best behavior, but just please don't slam my door if you walk out again.
Okay, I got you.
All right, that's it. All right. So you know him, you love him. He got the Legend of the Hidden Temple shirt on right now. Mr. Smith, introduce yourself.
I'm still mad that every time they go into that damn temple, they never go to the statue. They always go outside and around, but can never get the statue. But that's neither here nor there. Anywho, it's your favorite Fed, Mr. Smith, also known as the Soundbite Poppy, also known as Mr.
My name is Jeff.
And I want to thank all the listeners for the comments, the plays, the subscriptions. Keep feeding us, so we'll keep feeding y'all. Don't really have too much this week. Just protect your mental, protect your headpiece, and niggas is wildin'. But we'll find out more about that later on this episode.
Yes, and I want to first give a lovely shout out to my beautiful co-host, the Culture Scientist. No, this isn't a setup for a joke, so I just wanted to shout you out for no reason. I sensed it, but don't worry about it. I love you.
I love you too.
I co-sign twerk team. Woohoo!
Okay. Twerk sound.
All right. So before we go into some of our stuff that we have for today's episode, which is going to be interesting to say the least. We have some of other segments, but first we got Mr. Smith with Sports Center. You already know what it is. Just go ahead and play the music.
Okay. This week, I guess as of this recording, we just found out that for the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield has finally been let free from his shackles and been traded to Carolina, but it is a little like, what's the word I want to use? Hurting his manhood. Yeah, very disrespectful that he was traded for a fifth round pick. I mean, you're talking about This is a number one overall pick like years ago, and he got traded for a fifth. Yikes.
No, he got traded for a pack of annihilators and some Doritos.
He was Ezell off of Friday. A dollar and some envelopes.
Yes, pretty much. Yes.
Okay, so that's it for NFL for right now. And again, like I always said, if you have any football questions, hit up my boy Red Wolf on his YouTube and his Instagram. His details will be in the description as well as the Instagram post. On the NBA side, man, what kind of money do these motherfuckers have? Because Zion, Mr. I missed an entire year because I was overweight, signed a Supermax rookie contract that could go up to, wait for it, $225 million.
Damn!
Like, that's a lot. He missed a whole year and this man's still getting that kind of money.
Dog, do you know how many crawfish he could buy with all that money?
All them damn seafood boils and gumbo he got down there, shit. I wouldn't blame him.
And cornbread. Can't forget the cornbread.
Yeah, you can't forget about that damn cornbread. And them po' boys. He definitely is on them po' boys. The second craziest thing was last week, I think right around the time we were recording, Rudy Gobert, who is a former Defensive Player of the Year, was traded from the Utah Jazz to the Minnesota Timberwolves for four players and four first-round picks. Listeners, I am not the best NBA, I guess, analyst, but that's too damn much because he's a liability on offense. He's literally Shaq without the dominance. He's tall as hell. He's the defender, but on offense, you can't run it. The only thing you can run is maybe a pick and roll. That's about it. On defense, if you literally watch what happened last year, Steph Curry, a.k.a. Brother X's long-lost cousin, torched that man the entire playoffs. So
you better put some respect on his name. That's a four-time champ, Steph Curry.
Hence why I said your long-lost cousin, nigga. I'm giving you respect.
Thank you.
All right. And then finally, the Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving thing has just been insane. So the last time we talked, Kyrie Irving opted into his contract. We were all thinking, okay, him and Kevin Durant were going to play. And then Kevin Durant was like, I need a trade. And so now, NBA is in a freaking frenzy right now. And Kyrie Irving is going, man, I need to get a trade too. So Kyrie's trying to be traded to the Lakers. I'm actually looking forward to that if that happens. I know it's going to be centered around Russell Westbrook. I am waiting for them to get rid of him. I will be so fucking happy. I know they also wanted to throw in Joe Ingles or something of that nature, and the Lakers want Seth Curry. I'm like, nigga, if they throw in Joe Ingles, I'm fine with that because it means you get two shooters for about the same amount as what you would get for one person that can't shoot a mid-range and has got the second highest payroll in all of the NBA. So there's that. For Kevin Durant, I don't know how that's going to transpire. I honestly don't know because it's like the Nets want you to – like what you would give for what I talked about earlier with Rudy Gobert, that's what you get for Kevin Durant. You bring the house for him. You don't bring the house for Rudy Gobert. So, you know
what you do? You know where he can go?
Where?
Run from it. Hide from it. Where did that bring you? Back to the Golden State Warriors.
But who would y'all give up for him, though? That's the thing.
That's a conversation for another day.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't want to give anybody for it. You would have to give the house. In Spade's hand, you're giving up both your deuces and your ace, plus a little Spade just to get him. And he might only be a king. So, but that's it for Mr. Smith Sports Center. Again, protect your mental, and football season around the corner.
Play him out with the other copyrighted music. All right, so we're actually going to go ahead and move into our next segment. We're going to go to the lovely and beautiful culture scientist. What with her culture scientist streaming? Culture scientist, what do you have for us this week?
I'm streaming Only Murders in the Building with one of my favorite young actresses, Selena Gomez, who is one of the main characters.
Yeah, true.
And I mean, you can't get wrong with Steve Martin and John Huffman. I mean, these three are just a hilarious group of characters. But essentially, Only Murders in the Building is an American mystery comedy streaming television series created by Steve Martin and John Huffman. The 10-episode first season premiered on Hulu August 31st of last year. And the plot follows three strangers played by Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, who share an obsession with true crime, a true crime podcast. Hint, hint, we have a podcast.
Hey, shout us out.
After a suspicious death in their affluent Upper West Side apartment building, the Arconia, the three neighbors decide to start their own podcast about their investigation of the death while the police ruled it a suicide. The series has received critical acclaim with praise directed at its comedic approach to crime fiction, as well as performances and chemistry among the lead performers. So season two has officially been released and has been started, I want to say about 2 weeks ago at least. If you've not watched it, I totally recommend watching it. It's a little funny, it plays with people's dark humor, but has a little, you know, good laughs with it. And that is The Culture Scientist is streaming.
Yeah, man, definitely check them out. Where did you say that it was on again?
On Hulu.
On Hulu?
Yep.
Is it on just on Hulu?
Yep.
Okay. Can I get it at the barbershop?
It's at Hulu.
I can't get it at the beauty salon store?
It's at Hulu.
I can't hit Baby
it's
Boy?
On Hulu.
Can I watch it on BET?
It is on Hulu.
Can I watch it on VH1?
Bruh.
All right, so we're actually going to move on. Listeners, we want to kind of give you a little recap of what we did this past weekend. If we sound a little bit off or kind of sound a little tired, it's because we, myself, the culture scientist, Mrs. Smith,
you ain't had to yawn, though.
So sorry. That was perfect timing, though.
Yes, I don't appreciate it. All right, so we are actually going to give you a little insight to what we did this past weekend, which was the BFC, aka the biggest cookout ever. So I guess I'll give my quick take on it. So myself and the culture scientists have been joining Mr. Smith for going on maybe like the three of us for like past 4 or 5 years. And then for me and Mr. Smith, the past like 8 years, probably, give or take.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. Since about 2014, 2015, you've been coming.
Yeah, so we basically went to this like this cookout that goes on in Maryland, usually like at different locations each year, where it's like a giant family get together. So listen to this. If you listen back to last week's episode, which was our do's and don'ts of the Black Cookout, please run those numbers up, by the way. So we went to a big function where it's like, you think of a family reunion, Black Cookout, concert at a park, just a whole like Super Bowl of things together. And we went up there to kind of fellowship with some of our other friends. You may hear about them in a future story, or I think some of them have been on the podcast. So we went up there Friday night, pretty simple, chill night. Saturday rolls around because the event was on Sunday. Saturday, we decided, since we're in Maryland and Mr. Smith can't go 3 days without a blue crab, we decided to have a crab leg, crab fiesta is what we'll call it.
I call it a feast, but sure, we'll go with that.
And we decided that we're actually going to have some crabs, and it was a good time. We even had one former guest, Nas, came down from Jersey, joined us for that.
He called us old head. Well, he called me out.
He called you an old head.
He said, you're officially an old head. And I was like, okay. There's levels to that old headness, but okay.
But yeah, so Mr. Smith, do you want to talk about Saturday?
Yeah, so Saturday, we decided, well, majority of the people that stayed in my house said that they wanted to do crab legs because, in their exact words, crabs is too much work for that little bit piece of meat, so we're going to do crab legs, which was fine. So we ended up getting crab legs for just about everybody else. I got a dozen crabs, and everybody just kind of kicked out the house. And, you know, listeners, the songs that we played, that we talked about from last week, which were like the top cookout songs, was exactly what we were playing in the house. Like, it was a vibe. And I mean, you know, everybody's fellowshipping. It was a good time. Brother X decided to bless us with his culinary skills and got on the grill right quick, got us a slab of ribs. And I don't think not one person gave a negative review on them ribs, especially
if things falling off the bone.
Oh yeah, especially, and you know who you are. I ain't never seen her smile that hard over some damn food.
Hey man, I'm just telling you, man. Them things was tender like a baby's back neck.
Stop it. Get some help.
I'm sorry. That was a little much. You can go ahead and edit that one out. I'm sorry.
I'm not editing that out. I'm not. And so, yeah, after that, you know, everybody was just kind of chilled. And Sunday, we all had breakfast and got dressed. And, of course, listeners, if you remember, I think a ways back, I think it was a bonus episode that me and Brother X did about how we became brothers and all that. We mentioned that in our group of friends, we are pretty punctual, especially if we are paying a good amount of money for an event. We will show up on time. If we don't show up on time, we're probably 15 minutes late at the most. This time, we were only 15 minutes late. Granted, it was only because I didn't size the ice up enough for the coolers. But, I mean, we're talking, we had drinks, we had chairs, tables, we brought games. And we pulled up to, shout out to the Merriweather Park, which is Symphony Woods, which is where we were. And when we pulled up, we got a nice good spot in the front. Set up, and I'm telling you, that was like a good 6-7 hours of just vibes, straight cultured. Like the fellowshipping there felt just so refreshing, especially from what you know, as folks, what we've dealt with over this pandemic and everything in between. To be able to have that felt amazing. So, hopefully, looking forward to doing more, but yeah. That was a good time. Oh, and we also got food afterwards because we fat kids, and it was a great time.
Hey, speaking of food, Coach of Scientist got to get one of her fixes that she's been fiending for a long time. Listen, you want to talk about that?
Listen, I wanted a beef patty for so long.
Listeners, what you don't understand?
I got my beef patty and cocoa bread, and I made my sandwich. Listen.
Dog, we can't show the video for different reasons, but when we all got, it was me, Nas, and our boy, you can blur this, leave this out. all got our, well, no, didn't get anything. But we got our beef patties and cobra bread. Listen, I need you to understand. We are not from the islands of Jamaica, but we will consume the food like we are. Because I had me like two patties, I had a jerk chicken and a curry chicken patty. Phenomenal. You know what it was?
Sensational.
Oh, and one other thing. Culture Scientist actually recorded me breaking down how to crack open and get the meat out of a Maryland crab to show Nas. So if anybody wants that video, hit us up. We might be able to show it to you on our Patreon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that was just a little bit of a recap of our weekend. So we're now actually going to get into our main segment of today's episode, which is now, mind you, for those listeners who are listening for the first time, please go back and listen to some of our other episodes to get a feel for things. We have a lot of interesting episodes. But now, mind you, it's just a segment of the podcast where we talk about stories that we find very interesting on these social media streets and that we feel like we should share with you all that you might find interesting. We usually use the term now, mind you, to explain a key or vital point to said story. And we actually have quite a bit because apparently over 4th of July weekend, Negroes be wildin'. So Coach of Scientist, you want to take this first one?
A new crab species covered in hair has been discovered by scientists in West Australia.
So
the way this is looking, I'm just gonna go ahead and cue the music.
What the fuck studios?
No, I was gonna say cue the music, broken pussy. because this just looks like an angry pussy. In my humble opinion.
Wow.
I don't like looking at this thing.
So, listeners, for those who don't know, I've ventured into enough Discovery Channel documentaries to realize that as cool as I might want to go check out Australia, I wouldn't want to live there. Dog, you fighting kaijus and our real monster characters out there. Like I think they have that giant-ass bat looking like Dracula. They got... What would you call him? The wolf spider?
Yeah.
That wolf spider is something else. It's crazy. Like, listen. I can never go to Australia for any extended period of time. Nurse Joy, do you have any thoughts about this crab?
It looks like they just threw a quick weave on top of that crab. Put some little ponytail horns on there.
Oh, no, not the cheap bundle.
The crab said, I want a quick weave real quick, throwing some lashes. That's lash extensions to the extreme.
I want to be different than my friends.
Like, I hate to say this, but when some people are in between getting their hair done and they have to wear that bonnet or that scarf to make sure they don't see their hair, that's what this crab looks like.
Yeah.
Like, after you get, like, the first big chop and you don't know quite what to do with your short hair. I'm just telling you what my mind's eye is telling me. But we just thought that was really interesting. Mr. Swift, do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah, am I a crab connoisseur? I am. Would I consume this crab? Absolutely the fuck not.
Obey?
No. Not even, you could throw Old Bay on it. You could throw mumbo sauce. You could throw salt, pepper, ketchup, and hot sauce. You could throw whatever the hell you want on it. I'm not eating that. It's not happening. Why does Australia have some of the most alien-ass species known to man? Between this crab, between the wolf spiders. Like, I still remember there was, like, a video, like, a long time ago where this guy is in a public bathroom, or a lady, I forget who it was, and they have to check underneath the seat. And when they checked it, they flushed the toilet. There was 3 spiders that came from underneath the seat. I was like, oh, hell no. That ain't new. No. So Australia, as much as I want to visit you guys for the kangaroos, I'm good. You got some ridiculous species and I want no parts.
So yeah, so that's just one crazy thing. From one crazy thing to another. So I'm not fully aware of all the particulars. Maybe some of our guests and Mrs. Smith can chime in. But the rapper Kevin Gates, who's been known for a multitude of different things, we won't get into that for today's episode. Just know that he is very well known in the hip-hop and African-American community. So it was revealed, and I believe this is actually an older story, but it's come back up because I think they're in the midst of potentially getting divorced. But Kevin Gates reveals that he and his wife, Drika, am I saying it right, everybody? Is that correct?
We're going to go with it.
All right. That they are actually blood cousins.
Derica?
Really? Sorry. You reading the name like a substitute teacher, though? Ah, that's crazy. But apparently that they are actually blood cousins. And they actually have 2 children. So I know that some people on social media are saying, like, wow, like, y'all just realizing this? New fan, like, old fans already knew this since it was, like, 2005, 2015.
Well, we ain't true fans.
I'm sorry, 2015, 2016. So...
They over here down at Abby and shit.
From a historical standpoint, yes, there's been historical people who have done said things, but we in 2015, 2016, I'm sure they're both not ugly people. They are people who they could find if they didn't want to keep it in the family. Remind me again, where is Kevin Gates from again? Does anybody know?
I can look it up for you real quick. I don't know where he's from. I want to say
it's giving me very much traffic light city type vibes. It's giving me a certain bodily fluid in the spaghetti type vibes.
Oh God, yeah. And to answer your question, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Now, I'm not going to say that that makes a lot of sense. I'm just not going to say that part of it, I'm not surprised by.
Oh, that makes sense because of that video, too, with the white guy. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, Coach of Scientist, do you have any thoughts on this?
I mean, I heard that they over here playing Downton Abbey.
That's crazy.
Because, you know, they have to marry certain cousins to get certain money and, like, you keep going that way. Yeah. You know? But, you know, day and age we live in now, I feel like you didn't have to do this, but whatever.
My question is, before I get to Nurse Joy, hypothetical, because, you know, I like to ask these hypothetical questions. Shout out to Nancy Pelosi and her niece. My question is, how far removed would a cousin have to be for you to be willing to date, not married, but to date a distant cousin? How far removed would it have to be for you?
Oh, that's nasty.
Yes, you're asking me personally?
I'm asking anybody on the
phone. I mean, for you to not have any sort of, if you're any kind of family, you shouldn't be messing around with you, period. I shouldn't even have to go further. But I would say to safely say so you don't have any, and that's so bad to say, but to safely say so you don't have any birth defects, maybe like your third, no, your fourth, fifth cousin.
Okay.
But Mrs. Smith? They're going like your second, third. Nah, bro. That's too close. That's way too close.
Honestly, I feel like for me, it simply would be like, I would have never had met you at any family function, family reunion, funeral of any kind. We find out when we're trying to find out lineage, whether or not we're going to have twins or not in the family. That's the only time I would ever want to know. That's the level of distance I would need from my cousin.
But don't y'all have cousins? I know I do. Don't y'all have cousins on either one of your parents' side where it's like, my dad has a cousin from his father's side, and then his other cousin is from his mother's side, but then they're together, so they're technically both his cousins. Sorry, I hope y'all never listen. I ain't trying to put y'all business out there, but listen. They're technically cousins, but they're not blood related. Like, that's still too close for comfort for me. We got one mutual cousin, but then y'all still both my cousins?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, yeah. are they second cousins if they have kids?
They're not related at all. So it's like my dad's side and his mom's side. They just, yeah. And then they come together.
I don't know, that still is a little too close for me.
Mrs. Smith, what you doing? Doing something strange for a cousin?
Hell no. That's my answer to that. No. Absolutely not. No. Like, the minute
What if it was Melissa Ford?
You are a very attractive woman, and I hope you get plenty of niggas, but it ain't gonna be me, baby girl.
You're related to Melissa Ford?
No. No. And thank God, because if I ever get a shot, Kobe. That is all.
Okay. So I think I just found that very interesting. Again, I don't know all the specifics, but it is definitely eye-grabbing. Oh, Mrs. Smith, I'm sorry. You have some more thoughts?
No, yeah. So, like, basically, to summarize it, he had found out that I don't know if she was wife at the time or whatever. Back in 2015, they were blood cousins. Yet they still got married and still had two kids. And now they're going through the divorce. So it's not like he's finding out their blood cousins right now. They found out 7 years ago and still went through with it, which makes it even worse. Because it's like, at least here, you guys are saying, hey, we didn't know up until a certain point. Whereas they're like, we knew and we're still going to go through with it. No, 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 no. Hell no. So, yeah, it's just disgusting. That's pretty much all I got for it. It's just, no, just nasty. Mm-mm.
And going from incest to threesomes, Mr. Smith, you got the next clip ready?
Yeah. So, listeners, you know, we all have been hopefully you've been able to experience life outside of the country, you know, get more, broaden your horizons and make sure that you get experiences. But this experience was a little weird. The title reads, a 60-person brawl on a Carnival cruise ship sparked by an alleged threesome. So, first of all, before I even read this, I just want to say Carnival cruise automatically says Black people, so I already knew it was us. And then secondly, how the hell did we get to 60 people? Well, let's find out. Passengers on a recent Carnival cruise got more than they bargained for after a 60-person brawl broke out. Lucky for us, it was all caught on video. According to Fox News Digital, the fight of the on the Carnival Magic broke out after allegations of cheating when one person caught another passenger having a threesome. That's when the chaos broke out at around 2 a.m. Plenty of broken bottles and punches were thrown during the melee, which lasted for approximately 1 hour. According to this report, the scuffle started on the vessel's fifth floor and made its way down to the first floor. After the situation calmed down, the U.S. Coast Guard was called to escort the ship to shore, and when it arrived in Manhattan, the New York Police Department was waiting. There is no word on whether there were any arrests or whether there will be any punishment for the unruly passengers since the ship was on international waters. Now, listeners, there's a clip of the fight, and I just want you to understand that number one, for you to get from the, you to go through all five levels of the cruise, that was a heated argument. And number two, damn, all this over a threesome? I mean, probably, you know, if it's 60 people, something tells me it was a family reunion that went really wrong. But here's the audio.
Maybe they found out they were cousins.
Touche. Touche. I'm going to give you that. Way to rope it back in.
Thank you. Two points.
So this is just the audio of the ruckus that was the fight breaking out on the cruise ship. So I'm going to toss it back to Brother X in a minute. I just want to acknowledge two things. One, why do Black people got to be in all white fighting for their freaking life on this damn party? why you got to scuff the Air Forces on this? Because I know somebody got some Air Force Ones in this party. Number two, the security guard. I felt so bad for him because he literally is contemplating his life choices. And he is really trying to like, he's thinking about breaking it up, but he's like, I'm punching outside my weight class, so nah, I ain't finna do all that. But yeah, Brother X, I will throw it back to you.
So, Coach Scientist, I'm gonna ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So we went on a cruise once before, right?
Yeah.
So we've told some stories. We'll at some point, we'll tell some story about that. We might do a bonus episode on that. Tell me this does not remind you of the exact dance floor that we went to that party where the grandma won the twerk contest.
Man, she deserved to win that twerk contest, though.
Cause like I remember, cause I see like the up, like the mirror ceiling is just like
it might be the party room. That might be the party room.
I honestly, I was like, I started thinking about I wonder if Dion, the host for our cruise, was on there in that party.
Oh, he was like, what's going on?
Shout out Dion the Entertainer. He was like the host for our cruise that we went on a few years ago. Phenomenal dude. Just check him out if you're ever on a call for cruise. Just make sure you're not in any fights or whatnot. But I guess my initial thoughts is just like, dog, I've been in one of those places before at a carnival cruise. That room ain't but so big. You maybe get 100 people max. So you're talking about 60% of that entire room filled, and you only, it looks like you only have one security guard. I don't know what you thought was going to happen, because liquor, people paying as much money as they are to have the beverage packages. Yeah, people drinking. Yeah, no. People sneaking liquor. It's a bad time for all. Nurse Joy, have you experienced anything like this, like any cruises you've been on?
No, my mama always put us on the bougie cruises, so Royal Caribbean, we ain't do none of that. I'd be happy if I saw 10 people on my cruise. This is excitement to me. I wish my family would do stuff like this. Not the threesomes, which you probably have that one family member that venture off with the two snow bunnies, but you know, that's a whole nother story within itself.
Fair point. Coach of Scientists, you've been on many, you're a world traveler. What are your thoughts on this?
This is why you can't take Black people places.
Now, I don't know if that's always true.
Who started our cruise? Oh, nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Who was that? Was that not us?
No, it was not us, actually.
Who started it?
It was that little white girl that didn't know how to act to try to challenge a Black mama. That was her fault.
I'm talking about the actual chant.
Oh, I have no idea. The world will never know.
That's a fight.
I don't know about who started that chant. I would never do something like that. That's crazy.
Stop the cap. Stop the cap right now. Stop the cap. No bullshit, bro.
That you have to be very bold and intoxicated and out of the country for that to happen. That would never be me, wouldn't it, Coach of Scientists? Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah. Just be careful on these cruises, man. Check all driver's license and passports just to make sure that there are no things. And always have Ancestry.com on your phone just in case of emergencies. Just like you have those consent forms, yeah, you want to make sure you get that, like the 20, is it 23andMe?
I think it is 23.
Yeah, go ahead and get that on have them on speed dial.
I just want to say one last thing. For you to have a threesome with other passengers when your, I'm going to assume, like I said, I'm going to assume because of a 60-person brawl, it has to be a family reunion on a cruise or some type of big family event. Why would you pick that event to step out on your significant other? Not to say you should, unless y'all have that arrangement, to each his own. But why of all places would you pick somewhere where you are stuck in a confined space and you can't go anywhere? Why would you do that? That makes no sense whatsoever. But again,
they just wanted to catch another broad.
Let me guess. It doesn't count on the when you go to international waters.
King don't count on international waters, man.
But the question is, I wonder if that's that cousin that nobody ever takes somewhere, and you took him or her somewhere, and then they thought they could get loose. They just knew they were on a cruise and they could do whatever they wanted, and then boom, they hit the threesome. And then that was it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I the world will never know, man. Maybe if you find some more follow-up to the story, we'll give you a follow-up story to this, but that was just really interesting. Going from a cruise to another gathering of people and poor timing. Mr. Smith, go ahead. Actually, I want you to play the clip first, and then I want you to explain what happened.
This would haunt me the rest of my life if I were the DJ.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Yes. So, listeners, what you just heard was there was a prom, a high school prom. And so the prom queen was in a wheelchair. She is, I'm assuming, disabled or handicapped, that she's in a wheelchair. So they announced the prom queen and the prom king, and they're going out for their first dance. And the DJ decides to play Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. And the first line that comes out is, when your legs don't work like they used to before. When I tell you, I would be mortified if I ever did that to somebody, because you can see like the prom queen's whole heart just sink and the whole crowd is just groaning. Mainly because it's like, why would you think to do this? That was a terrible timing to do that. But that was not good.
So that's my initial thoughts with this. It's like, dog, one, it's like some of these stories that we talk about where it's like you have to go through a legit thought process before you do this. And at no point did it say, duh, what are the ramifications of what I'm going to do if I actually do this? Is the joke worth it? Here on the Truth and Transparency podcast, I have a scale that I usually do in my head on whether or not the joke is worth it or is worth being canceled. Sometimes one wins over the other. We won't get into that right now, but you've listened to the episodes. You know which one wins most of the time anyway. So for that to happen, that is some diabolical on some Carrie, the horror movie type shit, in my opinion. Coach of Scientist, you have any other thoughts?
He clearly didn't think or listen to the words in the beginning of the song. Like, he's like, oh, this is a pretty song. Oh, snap, I forgot.
Nurse Joy. What would your be? What would your response be if you were at this dance?
I mean, it's the same thing as Culture Scientist. To be honest with you, I never really paid attention to the beginning of the song. I just know it's like, oh, this is a cute song to play, I guess, you know, first dance or whatever the case may be. But the fact that it just seemed like that was nothing, what you could hear in the background, you said, oh, yeah, about that. Yeah. So maybe hopefully it was like a harmless mistake, but homie can never recover from that.
Funny you ask that. Mr. Smith, do we have more information on this story?
So apparently there was a couple of different scenarios that played out where like one person, there was a hypothetical, or not a hypothetical, but there's a theory that the girl that placed second in the prom queen, I guess, contest, whatever you want to call it, runner up, she paid the DJ to play that song, or somebody said the DJ should prank them by playing that song. I don't know. Either way, as a DJ, you need to know, you need to be able to read the room. And you also need to know like what words go best with what song. Now, I would say, you know, maybe it's just because I come from all black school an all-black college. Shout out to the illustrious Hampton University, the standard of excellence.
Hey, talk about it.
I would rather use Bobby Caldwell, which you won't do for love, or, you know, Stevie Wonder. You can't go wrong with that. You stick to the neutral stuff where you know it doesn't go wrong. Don't ever try to take a risk on that, especially when you get these scenarios. Now, if both of them were able-bodied and you want to do that, that's fine, but you got to be able to read the room and know your music, bro. And not to mention, DJs are able to preview a track before they play it. So I would think you would preview it and go, ooh, I probably shouldn't play that. But you didn't. And now you're going to be, that will haunt me. That will haunt me the rest of my life. No matter what I do, I could play for the president, Barack Obama, not anybody else. And I would still be thinking about this because that poor girl in the wheelchair, like that's just terrible. Terrible. Yeah,
I genuinely cannot think, like off the top of my head, I don't think there's any like worse combinations of situations and songs you could probably hear.
Not at all.
But yeah, so, you know, that kind of makes me think about, like, I just need to get away. So this next story that we have is very interesting. Now, myself and the culture scientist, Mr. Smith, are not frequent people of this particular airline. But there was actually a report that just came out recently on July 2nd about Delta had reportedly offered $10,000 to passengers to give up their seat on an overbooked flight. I believe it was from Minnesota to Michigan. So just to give you more information, amidst growing concerns about travel delays and cancellations during 4th of July weekend comes word of a jaw-dropping offer from one of the U.S. airlines. Last week, a Delta airline flight from Grand Rapids, Michigan to Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I had them flipped around, was overbooked. And in order to resolve the issue, Delta reportedly offered passengers on the flight $10,000 each to get bumped to a different flight. Now, not every passenger on the flight took up Delta's offer, but a lot of them did. Jason Aitken, a tech columnist at Inc. magazine, was on the flight along with his family waiting to take off when a flight attendant broadcasted over the intercom for volunteers, he wrote earlier in the week. Aitken wrote that the airline was looking for 8 volunteers to give up their seats on what he said was an oversold flight and offered $10,000 cash each. Damn, that is cash. Basically, they said, if you have Apple Pay, you will even have the money right now, the flight attendant said, he added. So, culture scientists, how quickly we getting off the flight?
We're not thinking at all. We taking it.
Dog, I promise you, me and Mr. Smith were talking about this other day.
Going to Southwest.
Hey, that's why you my person. Thank you.
I've been a loyal Southwest customer all my life.
Dog, I promise you, I will take that $10,000, flip like $200 for a round trip from Southwest to Miami and call it a day. Pocket all that money, use that towards the wedding. Man, first and foremost, if you're I get there may be emergencies, there may be real reason why you might not give up, but that is $10,000. To my knowledge, there is no flight that is worth $10, like there's equal value. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know Mr. Smith be traveling internationally. He got international hoes, but that's beside the point.
Shh, don't tell nobody. Gosh.
I mean, we know you got the PJ, man. You got the G4.
Who? Who's that? Who?
I mean, Nurse Joy be flying on the PJ too. You know she be international nursing. Don't make a face like that. You know that. But no, I'm open up to everyone else. Like, so I know where me and the coach decide to stand. But Mr. Smith, what are your thoughts?
I am taking that money expeditiously. I am sorry. If you're telling me, like, the only way. Actually, no, I can't even say that. If you're telling me, we'll just say for this example, that I'm going from Michigan to Minnesota, and you're telling me that I'm going to get $10,000 for that flight? I already know Southwest hasn't overbooked, and I'm sure they're going to have a flight for $800. I now still have $9,200 I can pocket and put somewhere else, flip it in stocks, and make more money. And all I had to do was just knock my time off a couple more times. God forbid, most of the time that I do flights is usually a direct flight if I can. Now, if it's a connecting flight or whatever, then okay, we're going to have to figure some shit out. But The biggest thing that I just have to figure out is, okay, how do I get my bag off this plane? As long as you can tell me that, give me the money. Hit my Apple Pay. I will transfer it to my account myself. Go ahead and give me the money. I will take that. And I'm going to go to certain establishments to get some lemon pepper wet and make it rain.
Hey,
but only $300.
I mean, you're going to go down to the bank. You could go down to the bank and see some change for a piece of change. I mean, for those who know, you know.
You know.
All right. But Nurse Jordan, since we know you are the world traveler, would you give up your seat for $10,000?
Yeah, I'm low-key in my feelings because I just flew Delta a week and some change ago, and them Negroes didn't even offer me no $10,000. I would have happily given up my seat. No problem. I would have escorted the person, whoever needs to take my seat, to their seat.
Like, why did you disinfect the chair and everything?
Wipe it down, whatever you need me to do. There ain't no question. No question of a doubt. Shit, I would even go on Spirit. Spirit got one connected on time. Their flight, their airplane is working, and their pilot is awake, alert, and not intoxicated. Oh yeah, I will fly Spirit and save me.
You put a lot of faith in Spirit.
I'm about to say.
Like, you put a lot of faith in Spirit. You gonna turn around and end up one.
What did Eddie Murphy say in life? You won't get to the upper room. Fly on Spirit.
But I think that is a very real thing. Like, it is very hard for me to understand anyone who, like, if you are that cool to be like, not only $10,000, God bless you, you are doing well, better than like 1% of most of the world. But dog, do you know how much a small dent that would do in my student loans? After I use that 10K, I'll have enough for a 4 for $4.
Now, I will say there will only be like one of two exceptions to not take the money. Either you are on the flight for that day to attend a funeral or a wedding that has to happen on that day. Then I'd be like, okay, you gotta, especially if you're in it. Well, if you're in it, you'll probably be there before. But if you have to be there, that would probably be the only time I'm like, it's not worth me getting cussed out by the family. But if it's just you going home and going to see a Negro, you better get into a hotel and use the rest of that money and put something for some college tuition, some stocks, some bonds, put some money. We try to make generational wealth here, people. That's how it starts. Just saying.
Hey, man. That's real. Now, I don't know what else to say about this next one. We've seen some very interesting stories. Yeah. So, you know, here in What the Fuck Studios, we can never go an episode without talking about our notorious down south backwoods cousin, the state of Florida. Mr. Smith, you have something?
I just want to say, Mr. Smith, drop the What the Fuck Studios music here.
Thank you. All right. So we're actually going to go to the state of Florida for a very interesting case of some poultry propulsions.
One day when Nick says the rooster followed him and attacked him.
His neck flares up and he's doing his thing and he's trying to jump up at me.
He was trying to get the animal away.
And I try to hit it, but the chicken's jumping up at me and I accidentally knocked it in the head. You know, call it a lucky shot, whatever.
But when Dave Felice came home, all he saw was his rooster dead in a ditch.
I said, I'm calling JSO. I called JSO. JSO didn't do nothing. Then a couple days later, I realized I could call animal control.
And in late June, James Nix went to jail for animal cruelty.
Next thing you know, he calls the chicken police on me.
While the neighbors continue the fight, Nick says he never should have been arrested.
Chickens are dying every day, people, at churches, Popeyes, and Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really?
Bojangles and Zaxby's.
At every other fine establishment in wing form with lemon pepper wet.
I appreciate the ones that he listed, though. That was a good
But one. I'm mad he started off with churches.
Because I was like, churches?
Yo, them thing, I don't know what churches be eating. Churches be having them pigeon wings, but we're not talking about them.
Oh. It's the accent for me, dog. They get killed at churches, at Papa.
So you just know he is in them swamps, he really be in the trenches. But first and foremost, you call animal cruelty, animal control on this man? Really? Because you couldn't get your cock under control?
Wow. Really?
About, you know
You know what, Coach of Science? I'm going to let you decide. He gets the drums or he gets the womp?
The womp.
Thank you. Okay.
It feels low-hanging fruit. I'm sorry. But all the same, it's like, dog, like, come on now. Let's be realistic. If you have this animal, you don't have it in a sectioned off area. How do you, like, why are you surprised? Like, they're roaming other places and it's just going to be like, cool. Dog, you got some people who, if you don't keep your dog in fenced in or in his cage or in his doghouse or on your property, they run up on the wrong person's neighborhood, you're going to have some dead dogs.
This is true.
Thanks. So my thing is, like, I get it. You're upset that your livestock is dead, but you have to take some level of responsibility. Nurse Joy, you got any thoughts about this rooster?
He reminds me of the actor. Oh, y'all probably know who I'm talking about. I feel like he's been on a couple Will Ferrell movies. He was on Anchorman. He looks like him. Yeah. Do y'all know who I'm talking about?
I know
exactly.
That's why it's hard for me to take it seriously, because it looks scripted, but this is the most ignorant. I'm just glad it ain't us. I'm just glad it's them showing their foolery.
Hey, you speaking the truth. What you gonna do if a rooster roll up on you?
I'm gonna shoot it.
With what gun?
What gun? You got a gun?
No.
Hey, the Truth and Transparency podcast do not own any firearms. We are not being associated with it of any kind.
Don't pop up on me. There's a cat that be randomly right around the neighborhood sneaking up on me and shit.
Mr. Smith, you know what to do.
Yep, I do.
But do you have any thoughts about this rooster attack?
I'm just, okay, one, I'm mad that this dude's getting a felony charge for a rooster. Like, it's not like he killed the guy. He killed a pet, right? And it, you can say it's animal cruelty, but it's the epitome of, like, oh, my animal got out, but you're going to get charged for it. Like, what was he supposed to do? Let the animal pick it, you know, pick him apart, and then all of a sudden now he got to file charges and all that? No, he's protecting himself. He just happened to hit the animal in the face and the animal died. But again, his axes what did it for me, where he said, Bruce, chickens die every day, B. They get them at churches, at Popeyes. I'm like, wow. Wow. But He's not. And shout out to homeboy that called animal cruelty. He definitely is a male Karen, the way he was talking. Oh, I called the GPC and they do nothing, but then I realized I could call animal control, so I called them to get her. Nigga, your rooster got out. That's your fault. That is your fault. So eat that shit. That's all.
Literally, eat that shit.
I see.
Don't let him die in vain.
Exactly. You're going to make some chicken and waffles and be happy.
I was going to say, now the question is, are you making it original recipe or extra crispy?
Oh, yeah. You got extra crispy.
Nah, you need to get some Koreans and then Korean fried chicken at base.
Ooh. And you're not wrong. But yeah, so to finish off our stories for the week, thank you, Culture Scientists, for sharing this with us. This was a late edition, but...
I approve 1,000%.
Would you like to talk about this last one?
Sure. Well, I don't know much about it except for Rhode Island State Senator Tara Mack is being dragged for twerking on TikTok. First off, this is a video of her. She's standing here. Let's start over. She's standing there with a hat on, and then she's talking. And the next thing, she clips over, and she's on her head.
She bumped that thing on the headstand.
Yes, literally what the song says. And as a Black woman. Who cannot twerk, I approve, number one.
I mean, secondly, you do all right.
I can understand why she, quote unquote, not being dragged.
Okay.
And I can see how this could look negatively on her. However, all I can see is the positive part of this, is she's like, look at me, I'm still a normal person. I'm not just a part of politics. Vote for me, guys, you know? I relate to you.
Like, I mean, like, she...
Was he popping on a handstand? Just saying.
Wow. But yeah, no, I think it's very honest. It's just like, dog, there is not but so much you can do in Rhode Island. Rhode Island got like 50 people, one traffic light, and one school.
Now, I would love to be a fly on the wall when she goes to meetings in the future and things. Now, like, that part, because I'm nosy.
Now, what if she came out to any debate to Cardi B and City Girls twerk?
Oh,
and she twerks as she walks into her music.
I would then totally vote. I would move to Rhode Island, register, vote for her, and then move back to North Carolina.
I think it would be a great theme song for her. It'd probably get her more votes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I think the only people who are hating are people who can't and who don't have any type of like curves whatsoever. They built like a surfboard. They built like a hang glider.
Damn.
They built like a paperclip. They built like a number two pencil.
Okay.
You had to end the clip, didn't you? You just had to end the clip.
Always.
Anywho, I actually support this message because one, like the culture scientist said, she is not being harmless. She's just at the, I guess this is the beach, or I don't know, like I see a lighthouse in the background, but she's popping on a handstand, and at the end of the video, she says, vote for Senator Mack. She is a sitting, I'll make sure I say this clearly, because she has said it to everyone that had tried to drag her on TikTok, a sitting state senator, which means she was already elected into office. And so now she's up for re-election, and the last time she was elected in office, I mean, she cleaned homeboy. Like, I think it was like either 70-30 or 80-20 split. Secondly, like they said, she's human. So she's not in that political machine that just churns out, which you would see the Chuck Schumers and Nancy Pelosi's and the Mitch McConnell's of the world. Like, she's a down-to-earth person, which is what we really need in the political game. We need people that actually understand how we feel as citizens. Not those people that have silver spoons in their mouth and can make decisions that have no ill effect on them. I was going to say something else, but I'm not trying to bring up harsh pain right now, so we're going to move on from that piece. But she also was smart. She made sure to let people know, like, baby girl, this ain't what you want, because I'm already sitting. And you talk about respectability politics, but she also realizes that them baby boomers, they on their way out. TikTok generation is on their way in. And TikTok, you can reach a lot more. So you do that, you get more votes from the TikTok generation than you would the baby boomers. Think about it.
Shout out to her. What are those knots called again that she has on her hair? Because she got some luscious locks. She has on a little, she got like little, what the dress that you have?
Yeah, it looked like it. Let me see. Lock knots.
Yeah, man. Just shout out to her because she had the receipts. Like if we remember, we'll put it in the show notes. Like, she has some responses where she claps that very eloquently. If I can say
I love a good eloquent clap back. Like, oh, I know that I'm gonna get feedback, but I'm gonna do this anyways. Mm-hmm. And she was ready for it.
So yeah, man. I think that is a good point. Nurse Troy, did you have any thoughts? Have any more thoughts about the twerking senator?
No, I support it all the way. Everything that she's doing, I think it's gonna gain her more votes. I think it's gonna give her a kind of mixture of the attention that she wants. Of course, she's gonna get the negative, but I mean, just like everybody else, once she claps back and then she has her followers, it ain't gonna be nothing for her. The only thing that I'm worried about is later on is whoever is above her is gonna try to get her out because that was inappropriate behavior. Meanwhile, you got all these molesters in the office sitting up there pretty. So yeah, as long as she has the support that she needs, I'm with her all the way. She's living her best life. What does she have to prove to anybody?
Now, Mrs. Smith, this is a late callback, but what she needs to do to take this up to the next level, as I go to my mind's eye, she needs to get with old homegirl from Baltimore from the previous episode about the writing classes and do that for one of her campaign videos.
I'm weak. Why? I thought we got over that. I thought Mario avenged us. I thought we were good.
Oh, no. It's not a bad thing. I'm thinking if she does twerking and she has to talk about runs on a campaign of twerks and riding, like she's going to ride into the future.
So let me guess. The campaign slogan is twerks and strokes? get your twerking on, ride the stroke.
I think that's a good one.
I don't think that could work. I mean, there's people who will get down with that.
Wow.
But I think that's a good point to kind of end this episode. We know that this is a little bit on the shorter side and a lot of some jokes, some interesting things. We wanted to get something out to you guys because Castles is wild and we need something a little bit low-key of an episode. But I think our transparent moment for this week's episode is going to be fairly simple. We're getting ready to go on a slight vacation. And last time we went on vacation, y'all didn't even wait 2 days before y'all started wilding out. Sit your ass at home. Don't go nowhere. Don't touch none. Don't let nobody in the house. Don't order no food. Don't have your friends over. There's some chicken in the refrigerator that you can heat up. You better eat that and go to sleep at 8. And by the time we get back, I'm going to check the back of the TV to see if it's still warm.
Is my daddy on this podcast? Because it sounds like he just wanted to get me on the house.
Last time we left, we only went 3 days on vacation before niggas was wilding. So we just got to make sure this is clear. But yeah, man, honestly, like I said, we'll be traveling out of town. By the time you hear this, we'll probably already be back. We working on dropping a bonus.
No, not that. By the time they hear this, we'll be leaving.
Oh, yes, we'll be leaving. And depending on timing, we're working on getting another bonus episode out to you guys. So be on the lookout for that. Continue to run up the numbers from this previous week's episode. Any final thoughts, Culture Scientist, Nurse Joy, Mr. Smith?
My transparent thought has to do with the twerking for votes video. Is remember, guys, we're all human. Go with the flow.
That thing was flowing, though.
Shut up.
Nurse Joy, you got any thoughts?
Twerk team. Culture scientist, she could. She could join the team.
You going to intern for the twerking senator?
No.
You sure?
I will help promote. That's it.
They let you come out to Little Booties Matter.
Yeah,
Brother X said you did all right as far as I've seen you twerk a couple times.
I mean, she do well. hey, look out for the never mind. Go ahead, bleep that out.
Wow. Yeah, I'm bleeping that whole. The we'll be right back music just happened. For me, again, sit y'all asses down. The last time that we did this, Will Smith slapped the hell out of Chris Rock on the Oscars. Black people, white people, Hispanic, Indian, Native American, don't care. Don't do anything, please. Your uncles and aunties actually want to have a break. And we would like to take the break without having to worry about that. We want to make sure that we can relax. We want to be, as Future would say, sensational. To do that, we need to be able to rest. So don't do anything, please. And outside of that, don't have threesomes on carnival cruises when you have family reunions at the same time. It's not going to end well. Also, Delta, if you want to give me that 10K. Oh, no. No hairy crabs. Also, Delta, if you want to give us that 10K, we will gladly take that off your hands. But just want to make sure to point out, you probably should have put that to your pilots that were doing a strike during the same time, because that probably would have saved you a little bit more money. But that's all.
Yeah, man. So with that being said, guys, we're going to bring this episode to a close. So if you ever want to reach out to us or give us any feedback or thoughts or give us any topics for a conversation or anything that we missed while we're out at the store, you can always hit us up on the TNT Pod 123 on Twitter, Truth and Transparency Pod on Instagram, the Truth and Transparency Podcast on Facebook. And you can always email us all your donations, your jokes, thoughts, and ideas to Truth and Transparency Pod 123 at gmail.com. So for Nurse Joy, the Culture Scientist, Mr. Smith, if this podcast gets no bigger than what it is currently right now, they are forever grateful. We are forever grateful. I am forever grateful. And with that being said, guys, we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
We outside.